Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, August 8th, 2022. This morning I will talk about risk-taking. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, all praise and honor, power and dominion, justice and mercy are yours, for you grant these things to us and urge us to employ them to advance your kingdom. Forgive us when we yield to our fears and squander our legacy in leaving those around us without a guide, without a hope, and with little or no resources. Thank you for your grace and mercy demonstrated in Jesus of Nazareth, who lived a holy life, died in our place, and left us with the hope of salvation in parables that sharpen our image of you. In the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to cast off our fears and place our confidence in you, that we might accrue the blessings of a centered life and avoid the curses of missed opportunities, like so many around us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Psalm 90, verse 12, we read, "Teach us to number our days, that we might gain a heart of wisdom." Jesus teaches us to watch for his return. Mark 13:33 reads, "Take heed, keep on the alert, for you do not know when the appointed hour will come." Likewise, Luke 12:35 echoes the parable of the 10 virgins. "Be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit." Directly after the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, we read the parable of the talents that not only advises watchfulness, but guides us on how to center our lives on God as we wait. The parable of the talents starts with advice about being watchful, but then goes on, "For it will be like the man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted them with his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each according to their ability. Then he went away." This is Matthew 25:14-15. We are then told how the 2 servants invest the master's money and double his principal, while the 3rd servant buries his master's money in the ground. When the master returns, he settles accounts with each of his servants. The 2 servants present the master with his principal and the earnings from their investments. In both cases, the master responds with the same statement, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." This is Matthew 25:21-23. In contrast with the 2 servants' risk-taking, the 3rd servant acts out of fear. "Master, I knew you were a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid and I went and I laid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours." This is Matthew 25:24-25. The master calls his servant wicked and slothful and parrots the servant's suggestion that he is a hard man, suggesting agreement, but then he goes on to suggest, "Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest." This is Matthew 25:27. In so many words, the master suggests that the 3rd servant is both cowardly and imprudent because depositing the money with the banker requires accepting very little risk of financial loss. The master takes the money given to the 3rd servant and gives it to the 1st. Then the 3rd servant is described as worthless and condemned to perdition, a penalty too harsh for most postmodern people even to hear. So what are we to learn from this parable? The first thing to note is the context. Immediately after the parable of the talents is another parable of judgment, where the goats and the sheep are separated. Then in chapter 26 of Matthew we read, "When Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, 'You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified.'" This is Matthew 26:1-2. The implication is that the 3 parables in chapter 25 are given to prepare the disciples for Jesus' death, resurrection, and second coming. All 3 suggest that the disciples should be watchful of Christ's return, but only the parable of the talents suggests how to spend the time while Jesus is absent. Knowing that Jesus will return, the parable suggests that we should be cheerful, not fearful, in our work in taking risks to advance the kingdom of God. It is like the roulette player who knows what the next number will be. The bet measures confidence in the knowledge, determines the level of earnings, and suggests an appropriate attitude. Christ's good and faithful servants are described as cheerful risk-takers, not fearful hoarders, who confidently invest the king's resources to earn the highest return. This last point is critical. We serve a God of abundance. In John's Gospel, we see a God who multiplies wine, bread, and fish way beyond expectations. When we model our lives on this God, we expect to be generous and take risks for the kingdom, because that is the image of God we are given, and we want to be like God. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.